Okay. I'm thinking, according to the pshat that the Ramban brings from the Goyim, it's five set of Edim saying that they were with us, and there was four set of Edim saying they were with us, or something like that. So everyone seems to be crooked over here. The whole situation stinks like a rat. That's the istatis. Okay? Comes along the Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, and he asks a kasha. It's actually the kasha of the Ritva. He asks the kasha as follows. Sorry, the Ramban asks the kasha, the Ramban himself. Asks the Ramban, listen to this. What is our threshold? We're going to figure out exactly where it is, but let's just make up a number now. What's our threshold? After this, we're saying this is ridiculous. According to the Ramban, we're going in their Goinim's pshat. Where do we say, let's say five. Let's just use the word number five for a moment. After five people say, you with us, you with us, you with us, you with us. Oh, give me, okay, enough. Enough with this, you with, stop! Are we accepting any more you with us people?
No.
So the Edom that were right before, could anyone be mazim them and say you were with us? What?
No.
That's Edis Shiyat Yachal Azimah. Because no one can say you with us. Because once we say stop, enough of that, then no one can be mazim them. So hold on a second. If no one can be mazim them, then can they be mazim the ones before? No, because their Edis is not admissible in court because no one can be mazim them. So therefore, the Eid before his Edis is not admissible in court. And then the Eid before his Edis is not admissible in court. And then basically, no one's Edis is admissible in court. Because I can't be mazim you because no one can be mazim me. Why can't no one be mazim me? Because no one can be mazim them. So therefore, the whole thing ends up.
Trickles down. Right?
It's trickle down Edus.
Even the first Edus would be
Ruvain, two Edus walk in and say Ruvain kill Shimon. Stuck. We can't accept that Edus. Why not? Because no one can be mazim me. Why can't anyone be mazim me? Because no one can be mazim them. Why can't anyone be mazim them? Because no one can be mazim them. Why can't anyone be mazim them? Because if you say, if we have Edus be mazim and be mazim, it's enough. Forget it. Every Edus is out. This is only a problem according to the Ramban, my friends. It's not a problem according to Rashi. Because the Rashi, the whole istatis we're bringing up is because what?
One group
keeps repeating themselves. What happens if someone else comes in? Oh, fine. No problem. It's the Ramban that keeps saying that we got problems of that there's, you know, people keeping being Mazim. So again, you have the fifth generation Edus. They're being Mazim, someone who was Mazim. Now, can anyone be Mazim then? Or is Bezin going to say, enough already?
So when we stop,
we're not accepting any more Edus, right?
We're not accepting any more Edus. So then, only after that is it going to be Edus Shiyat or Azimah?
Okay, but once we know we're at the threshold, so those Edim, is it Yachal Azimah? There's going to be a number.
Edim that just came in is Yachal
Azimah. No, it's not. Someone's Mazim, then they're going to get off scot free.
We stop it beforehand. When exactly?
Well, so we have to see what the threshold is. Yeah, the threshold is really even one. But whenever we have a threshold,
once is the first Edom, it's anyone else who would come in after.
Totally, it's not random that Bezin just decides, okay, we're stopping here. Let's say the number is five. So the fifth Edom, no one can be Mazin them. So if no one can be Mazin the fifth, then they can't be Mazin the fourth. And if they can't be Mazin the fourth can't be Mazin the third. It's dominoes, everything gets knocked down. It's trickle down Edos Shiyat Yachal Azimah. As
they frack the Ramban. We won't accept this fifth. The fourth and the third and the second and the first would be good because we won't accept it.
No. But once you can't accept the fifth, you can't accept the fourth. Because no one can be Mazim the fourth.
Is there an actual number or not? What's the
There is a number.
Let's say it's five, right?
Yeah, let's say it's five.
And we won't accept the fifth person A's, but everything before that.
Then we won't accept the fourth because the fourth knows we're not going to accept the fifth. The fourth walks in and he's a lamdin. He just learned Makkas. He's finished this man. He goes, listen, I got nothing to lose. I can walk in here because I know the fifth is not going to be accepted because he's Edus Shiyat Yachal Azimah. So therefore, I'm okay. So now you can't accept the fourth. Now you can't accept the third because the third knows we can't accept the fourth because we can't accept the fifth. So everything, you're going to knock the whole thing that comes crashing down. Says the Ramban, a beautiful teretz. Says the Ramban, is the kasha kosher? We got the kasha? Says the Ramban, the answer is that there's a difference between in theory and in practice. There's a difference between whether this person is theoretically Edus Shiyat Yachal Azimah or practically Edus Shiyat Yachal Azimah. You're right. There's a threshold. Once we hit that threshold, it's no longer, this is the Ramban's teretz, the Reb Shmuel's interpretation on the Ramban's teretz. Once we hit that threshold, it's called Eidus Shat Yochel. The Eidus will not be Muzum Abol in practice. Why? Because what's Bezdin going to say? We're not accepting anymore. Why not? Because it sounds
fishy.
But in theory, let's say someone would be able to convince Bezdin that they're really legit Eidus. It's only a theory, right? In theory. Let's say we had Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. It wouldn't work because they're brothers. But in theory, Moshe and Aaron come in. These are not pranksters over here. So in theory, is this person's Eidus Yochel Azima? Yes. Is there a din that's stopping them from being Muslim?
No.
Is there a din that's stopping them? It's just Bezdin says we can't accept any more Eidus. This looks so ridiculous. Can't accept it. But in theory, can we accept Eidus? Yes. So is it in theory Eidus Yatel Zokter Ramban Achidish? Eidus Yatel Chalazima does not need that you can be Mazin them in practice. It just means that you can be Mazin them in theory. Is this Eidus Hazamobol in theory? Yes or no? Yes. Genuk. That's enough. And why doesn't this sit well with Shua-san? Why Shua is like very disturbed by this? I'll tell you why, Rabbi Yisrael. What is the idea of Eidus Yatel Chalazim? Why do we need Eidus Yatel Chalazim?
It depends how you're going to live.
We said two pshatim. Or Sameach Kler Zachakir. One pshat, as we said, is it's a deterrent. Now, is a theoretical deterrent a deterrent?
No.
If it's not practical? If I know there's no way in the world this is going to happen, is that a deterrent?
No.
No? So the Ramban's teretz, Rabbi Yisrael, only works with the pshat that we said, the Eidus Yatel Chalazim Azima, is because the gzeres akos of it has to be that it's Yatel Azima, but not something that it, practically. But the Rosamecha is another tzad, in a chanami. The other tzad is going to have to go like Rashi. The Choyra is going to have to go like Rashi. Azoy kum tochois, Rabbi Yisrael. Moy redik. Now, I would like to get clear. According to the Ga'inim, when we say istatis hizu, who are the ones that we're calling liars? There's a lot of different people walked into Bezdin. Who are we calling liars? The first ones, the second ones, the odd or the even?
In Rashi, it's probably that.
Hold on a second. Oh. Not in Rashi. They're both liars. Everyone's lying.
The whole thing is that it's going back and forth. That's what makes
sense.
What? One of them are lying. One of them.
Everyone's lying?
We don't know.
Or would you say we don't know? This just looks messy. This is very, very. Is there anyone we're going to say you definitely lied?
No.
So what does the status hizu mean according to the Goyim, the Ramban's pshat?
Something's
it just
wrong.
Means something looks wrong. This does not look good over here. Now, according to Rashi's pshat, it's not as simple. But according to Rashi's Peshat, do we look the Edom in the eye and say, you lie? Or do we say, this just looks bad. This is just fishy. We're pulling out. Which one? Now, let me tell you, the major Nafkamina. There's a huge Nafkamina. Do we kill Reuben? Two Edom walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. Other Edom say, you can't say that, Imano Isim. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. You can't say that, Imano Isim. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuben killed Shimon. So Ben says, we know, right? They're with you, right? Give me a break. So what does that mean? Now we kill Reuven? Do we kill Reuven? We say, you guys are lying. We have Eidus. He said, no, you don't. They were with us. Do we kill Reuven? According to the Ramban, the Goyim Strat, do we kill Reuven? No, we don't know. We don't know. This whole thing smells fishy. We don't know. You're lying. We don't know. We don't know what's going on. We're not going to kill Reuven, right? But according to Rashi, do we kill Reuven? What do you think?
So, I think so.
Reb Shmuel has a hanocha, and I think it's the Pashtos. Istatis hizu doesn't mean that we know for sure these guys are lying. It just means Bezdin says, "Look, we're not being party to this whole situation."
Yeah, because it's just as fishy to Bezdin that there's so many people that saw Reuven kill Shimon.
Right.
And
why is it so fishy? Well, some people kill Reuven. No. 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 Even if they come one after the other, why can't they come after the other? Why? It's so suspicious so many people kill Reuven.
Because it's
God goes on a mass murdering spree, there's going to be a lot of people.
We're definitely not killing these Aiden that are Astatis, right? That's for sure. That's a Kliyama.
Well, there's no Hazama on them. You can't kill them.
No.
Even if you won't believe them, you won't kill them unless there's someone that says you were with us. They. So that's not a right. Two Aiden walk in and say, "Ruvin killed Shimon. You were with us. Two Aiden walk in and say, you were with us." No one is saying about these two that they were with them. They're the ones that are mazim everyone else. So if you sure can't kill them, right?
We're not fully saying the Shakranim.
How do you know that? Whether or not we're gonna kill Ruvin, right?
It sounds like he's putting all the blame on that group, though. Versus these guys, they're swindles.
Right, these guys. The question, do we know Vada that they're swindles? And if we know Vada that they're swindles, then we're going to kill Reuven? You think he kills Reuven? Chesky thinks we kill Reuven? I was looking for someone to say that. But Chesky's not enough of a makar for me. Oof. Not yet.
You shouldn't do anything, because these guys have a nemanis from a Torah, right?
Huh?
You shouldn't do anything because these guys, even though it still seems weird, they still have a nemanis.
They still have a nemanis. Who has nemanis?
They don't have a nemanis. They have as a chiddush.
Right. There's still Adam's. It's still mazimim. Listen, you don't like me, okay? You got issues with me. I still have Adam's. I still have nemanis. You can't kill Reuven because there's no Adam's on Reuven. I was mazim. Okay. That in the Ramban Goyim Pshat, it's for sure that way. Pshat is in Rashi's Pshat. Chesky thinks that in Rashi's Pshat. We're going to kill Reuven. We don't. Be kiddish. A kopanim zakti gemar yestatis hizu. I feel a kat rishayin and ami loy. Amar avavu shekadmu vahargu. Say, in fact, the gemara, if it's an istatis, then you don't kill the. Why should you kill the first set of Edis? Why does that make any sense? Kill the first set of Edis. If you're saying these guys are full of baloney, so then. Says gemara, Amar avavu shekadmu vahargu. If we would have known about this whole istatis thing, we would have killed them. No, but we did it already. Says the Gemara, "May the have a have it." Okay, you did it. So what's your point? What's your point? May the have a have it.
You only became fishy after the second. Third,
you're right. But what's the Mishnah saying? The Mishnah is saying, if you killed him, he's dead. Shkoyach. If you killed him, he's dead. What are you saying? Frekt of Shmuel, listen, this is not a two-bit nobody that said this suggestion. This is Rabbi Vohu. Rabbi Vohu said, what was Rabbi Vohu thinking? This sounds like so ridiculous. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel and says the following Kiddush. Says Rabbi Shmuel like this. These people that we call them istatis, is it definitely istatis?
No. Well, it's definitely suspicious.
What?
It's definitely suspicious.
It's suspicious. Suspicious. Are they definitely istatis? No. If we would kill the first set of Adam, would we say, oops, we made a mistake?
No.
Let's get what happened. I'm giving you the case again. Two Adam walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. Two of them say, you were thus. You're Adam Zaymimim. You are now supposed to be killed. Two Adam walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. They say, you were with us. Two Adam walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. You were with us. Now, we kill the first set of Adam. Did we say, oops, that was a boo-boo?
Why not?
What?
What'd
you say?
Why not,
says Avi? What? There's the istatis going on over here. You made a big mistake.
If they're for sure not istatis, then why would we care also if he killed the third set?
The Ramban says if Bez didn't kill someone, they had to be killed.
What?
The Ramban says if Bez didn't kill someone.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we didn't make a mistake. They had to be killed, we still made a mistake. Kim Nitzah Ba'adas Kel. I'm looking for something more internal. I hear.
They were made Zaymim and they deserve to get killed. Simple as that. It became istatis later, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, so we made a mistake. We made a mistake. Oops. Right. That was a mistake.
No, there's no.
We're not gonna cry over it, but
it was not realistic, right?
Okay, let's say we took Adam and Adam came in and we asked them backwards and forwards all the questions possible, and Adam totally lied and we killed the guy. We say oops, right? Oh, you say oops.
Yeah,
Zoktiv Shmuel. No, because even if you're saying istatis, does istatis mean he's for sure lying? No. So as far as we know, these people are Edom Zoyimim. It smells like a rat. It smells like a rotten fish. Therefore, we don't want to do, we want to get, Bezdin wants to get out. Right? But when Bezdin killed him, does Bezdin say we did something wrong? Yes or no?
No.
No. We didn't do anything wrong. We did nothing wrong. And that's what Rav Avoh is saying. Shekad Muvaharug. It doesn't mean he's dead. It means he was killed with Mises Bezdin. Bezdin killed him.
Nothing would kill the second set.
You hear what I'm saying? We're going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. Good. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to you. Good. You hear what I'm saying? He wasn't the pshat that he was like murdered accidentally by Bezdin. Bezdin killed him. He didn't Mises Bezdin. David, what are you saying? You hear? That's pshat in the Gemara in Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh says, Shekad Muvaharug was the pshat when he got killed. That's called Bezdin killing him. You could ask me a question. What difference does it make? That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So, okay, very lumdish, Rav Avoh. This is Mises Bezdin. This is Stam, Kilo Bezdin killed him. Machta Chilik. You're right. I hear you're lumdus. You're saying, you're telling me that this is called that you got killed with Bezdin, but who cares? What difference does it make? He's dead already. So what's the...
They're not going to come in and pass the ladies,
no? No, they did it by accident. Who's not going to come pass the ladies? Oh, you want to say that it's a question of whether there is this, but it's back door, right? We're saying is, if they killed them, they killed them, right? So what difference does it make if they killed them, they killed them? They're So I'm not really sure about that kasha, by the way, Rabbi Isai. Isn't there a din of Bezdin if they kill by accident, they have to bring a carbon? It's a din of Bezdin that makes a mistake and kills by accident, has to bring a carbon?
Not actually, not
a carbon. Yes. That's the Chiddush. That's what telling us. If you would say istatis means that it's mamish istatis, and this is a total, you made a big mistake, you killed an innocent man, then Bezdin l'chayro, I think, has to bring a carbon.
I think it's when they pass something wrong, that's not nevela.
Okay, so we have to see if there's a din on Bezdin, if they kill someone, b'shoigeg, do they have any, is there any ramifications on Bezdin or not?
Not b'shoigeg, it's amazing.
What?
Amazing, if anything. They were doing...
No, they thought that he was, and they thought he was guilty. They didn't purposely kill the wrong person. What? Yeah, that type of thing. That's like b'shoigeg. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "My dehava have elo amar Rava." Rava says a different answer. Hachi kamar imina elakat achas nehereges yigatve einerogin. Rava comes up with another answer. What's Rava's answer? He says that it's if there's only one kat. Oh, so let me get back to Avi's question. I'm sorry. I have to get back, which is going to be the next Gemara also. So Avi asked me a question. He said, "What happens if they kill the second set by accident?" What?
Because they didn't care. It wasn't.
Two Edom walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. And say, he says, Imanu Ayisem. So they killed the first set of Edom. Another two set of Edom come in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. No. Again, you have to get the case straight. Two Edom walk in and say, Reuven killed Shimon. We say, Imanu Ayisem, you with us. Do other Edom say, Reuven killed Shimon. So now they say, you with us. And we kill the second set of Edom.
I thought you said
the second set. Why not? The threshold is one set. So if you kill the second set of Edom, you are incompetent. Bezdin should not be killing us. If they killed the first set, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't know that there was going to be another set coming and they was going to tell us this. So the first set, we said we don't know what the threshold is. We put the number at 5. It's really not 5. It's actually 2. It's a very low threshold, right? But that's what it seems to be saying over here. If you kill the first set, then this didn't do anything wrong. You kill the second set, then you're incompetent. And that's what the next Gemara says. The Gemara says, if there's only one kat, then we kill. Once you hit two, then already you're ikatzve einerogen.
What about the
Rambam?
How do you kill the first
kat? Because we assume that another case pair is not going to come. You're right, you're going to be in trouble if another pair comes.
Then you don't kill it.
And it's not only another pair comes, and the first set was mazim, the second set. You got it? If another pair comes and someone else is mazim them, or no one's mazim them, then you're fine. Right? It's only if the first guy who was Mazam the first set is also Mazam the second set, now it starts looking fishy. Right, like Rashi, yeah. What about the problem?
The second set is the second comes in 1, 2, 3, 4.
So what?
So how can you kill the second set if you kill the first set?
Why not?
Because they're each going first.
No, we're not gonna kill them. We won't kill them.
What happens?
We don't kill them. Then we don't kill the first set. We're gonna kill the second. Okay. Says the Gemara, I'll build Vad. So now the Gemara is saying that when the Gemara says in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says the Lashon of Ein Anerek El Kata Rishona Belvad, what it really means to say is if there's only one kat, then you kill them. But if you have more than one kat, you don't kill them. It's the Gemara, Habelvad Tani. It's a Habelvad Kamar. Belvad me sounds like there's others and you choose to only kill one. Kasha. That's a good question. No answer. Comes along the Imre Bin Yamin and he asks no question. He says, according to Rava, I also don't understand the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush according to Rava? Rava says, "Im eino ela kat achas neregas." Of course, the neregas. What, you think the kat achas is not going to be neregas? Why would you think kat achas is not neregas? What, you think that you can never kill anyone? Can never have Edom? Two Edom walk in, it's here we kill Shimon. I'm sorry, we can't kill him or whatever. There's no azama. Then you can never have a zama for misa. That's what it is. Like Adachas. What's the chiddush? So comes the Imre Bin Yamin. His name is Rabbi Yamin Yuzhak. He's a contemporary or a Talmud of Rabbi Shmuel. And he says, what it means is as follows. Listen to this chab. Remember a few days ago we had a question? Rabbi Yehuda says, istatis. What about in the case on the bottom of the Hayam and Beis, it says, afilu meya. You could be mazim even if it's 2 against 100. It works. Why don't we say istatis? Remember that question? If Yehuda says, if 2 Edom come in and say imanu yisem, but they go up against 2 and 2 and 2 and 2 and 2, then we say, forget it, you guys are... But on the bottom over here, on the Hayam and Beis, we said that even if they go up against 100, they're going to be believed. What?
So it's different because it's the same time.
Oh, if it's one kat, then they can go up against 100. If it's different kat, then they can't. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, what does it mean, kat achas nehereges? Even if there's 100 people in one kat, is nehereges. That's what it means. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, istatis, unless they're all one kat. If all of them cut, what's the chiddush? If there's 100 people in one cut against two, there's a chiddush.
That also can answer the question of there's more
even. No, we don't want there more even.
Well, even if there's 100.
Even if there's 100, if it's all one cut. So we're saying, Bilvad makes it sound like there's another cut.
Or it could be just a lot of
Edom, no? No, the Lashon is, Ein el kat mishayna bilvad. Only this cut.
Including 100, is it?
Yeah.
So we
did.
What?
You read what?
We
do. 100 people walk in and say, they saw Reuben kill Shimon. And 2 Edom walk in and say, sorry, all 100 you were with us. They're all dead.
Remember
what I'm saying? That's what it says in the Mishnah on the bottom of the Hamad base. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, it sounds like an instance. No. If it's kat achas, then they're never again. Then already it's a problem.
That sounds very fishy, man.
Maybe that's why you need
two people say 100 people that testified that they all saw exactly Edis were with us.
Yeah, we were in a party together. We went to a party. We were on the bus.
So it's great.
So it's great.
Maybe that's why everybody needs. That's why Bilbao's not a kasha. Because what if.
It is a kasha, but.
No, okay. I'm saying maybe it's not a kasha because if two people come, right? If two people come and say Ruben kill Shimon, and then 5 minutes later, two people come and say Ruben kill Shimon,
and then Abraham comes to Abraham Isaac, so Kadach is Bavad, only the first Kadach is the only
people
you can be made on, and you might be Isaac. You can't be made on both of them.
Even though they're saying the same
thing.
Are
you going to kill the Kadachas in that case?
Yeah.
You're going to kill the Kadachas, you're going to kill the first Kadach, not the second Kadach?
You won't kill them.
You won't kill anyone.
Why?
When's a case when you're going to kill some and not the others? Bilvad means only these and not those. When are you going to have that? If you want to say Elakat Achas, just say Elakat Achas.
What's the
Kachas bilvad, the bilvad makes it sound like.
What happens if the two Adam, the second car comes in and not only one guy out of the 100?
Okay.
One of
so Gemara's going to talk about that later.
Gemara's
going to talk about that. Nimsechon mikaro apostle. You have to mazim chelak. What's going to happen? It's mevatez, but then other nimsechon. Hold on a second. So I just want, Rabbi, I just want to tell you that I think the Mishnah is very not mashma like or the Imre Binyamin. What does the Mishnah say? The language of the Mishnah is. Rabbi Yehuda says. Istatizuve in an ergus elakat harishoina bilvad. What does Harishoina mean?
First one.
The first one. According to the Imre Binyamin, what is it? It's not talking about the Harishoina. It's talking about lots of people come together. And Achanami, the Lashon of Anamid Beis is Kat Achas. Filinagas Ela Kat Achas. But the Mishnah says Kat Rishoina. Rishoina means first. Achas means one.
These are the first group of people. 100 people. These are one people.
But why is saying Rishayna? It has nothing to do with the fact that they're Rishayna or not. It has to do with the fact that they're all together. I feel like in an Achas El Kat Rishayna El Kat Achas. If they're Achas, then we kill them. Rishayna makes it sound like the first, not the second. So I would like to suggest another Pshat in the Gemara Rabbi Sai. Apiderach HaPshat is as follows. There really is no Chiddush to Kat Achas that you kill them. What's the Chiddush? Look in the Gemara again. Gemara says, El Amarav, Hachi Kamar. Im Eina El Kat Achas Nereges. What do you have to tell us that for? Just say, the Kiddush is, what's your threshold? Two. That's what the Kiddush is. I might think maybe, all we're coming to tell you is for sure, one, you're going to get killed. But no more than one. That's what, one and no more than one. What? Who's Rav Avo? Yeah, but Rav Avo, we said, is not true. Because it can't be cut by Vahargu. Yeah, and Chalam, they're saying the same Chiddush, but in different Sprach. Right?
Rabbi, according to the Imre Binyamin, the Chiddush of Rav saying the Chiddush of our mission is that even if they're two against 100?
Yeah.
So what's the Chiddush of the next mission?
I might think he argues on the next mission. Some people
Rava
say
argues on the next mission?
Something, I might think that Rabbi Yehuda argues on the next mission.
According to Rav.
Yeah. He's coming to say that I agree with the next Mishnah. Really? It's a good kasha, but that's what some people actually say. He does argue on the next Mishnah. So going in, he's saying, "Isn't it?"
I think I might have a idea.
Okay, we're gonna hold off on that. Okay, you're gonna tell me later. Great. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Itza. There was a woman. The Asi Sahadi. She brought Edim v'Ishtaker, and they were. And Rashi says they got messed up in the drishas v'chakiras. The krishu zeze. B'drishas bezdin kishabotkum. I see Sadi Ishtaker, Azla, I see Sadi Akhrina, she bought a third pair of Adim. Tilo Ishtaker, Amarish Lakash Huchzakuzu. Okay, this woman is already Muchzak as being, she's doing fishy stuff. Amalay Abelazar, he Huchzaku, call you Swami Huchzaku, even if she's Huchzaku, the rest of the Kaiso is not Huchzaku, Zimnan. Havi, I see, yeah, that's it. So Zimachwek is Rishlakash and Rabelazar, right? Zimna have Yasiri Kame Drav Yochanan Asahu Maisa Lakame Kihai Maisa, similar story. The Kamayu Amarish Lakish Huxukuzu Amarib Yochanan Huxukuzu Koyosomi Huxuku Hadr Chazil Rabbi Lazar Bishus. Rish Lakish got upset at Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry, at Rabbi Lazar. Why was Rish Lakish getting upset at Rabbi Lazar? He had the same achloikas, him and Rabbi Lazar, as he had him and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish chapped. Rashi explains. Amar le shamata mila mi bar nafcha v'lo amritli mishmei. You heard something from bar nafcha. That's a nickname for Rabbi Yochanan, and you didn't tell him to me in his name. If Rish Lakish was showing him a sour face, says Rashi. Huchzuka zula havi edi shekel and iskabel od edis achiris. Im hi huchzuka alachzer achreim kol yisomi huchzuka l'shmoala. You're going to assume they're shakranim. So that's the machloikas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Lazar. Zimnin pamacheres, they had the same machloikas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Chadr chazil Rabbi Lazar bishus. Hilchzir Reish Lakish as panav and stakob Rabbi Lazar panim zoyefis. He turned around and he looked at Reish Lazar with a sour face. Shehaven Reish Lakish as shomer Rabbi Lazar dovers amipi Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's it, what's the big deal? So he didn't say it in his name. What's he so angry about? I mean, that's.
He's a Gemara and not getting brachas if you don't say something. It's like five different things that you go to.
That's his problem. That's Rabbi Elazar's problem. It sounds like Rish Lakish took it personally. So. So Rav Chananel says, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Ilu Hayisa Higadatali Ki Rabbi Yochanan Amarkach. If you would have told me that was Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Hayisi Shoyne Befanav, I never would have spoken in front of him. What? I'm going to argue with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was in a certain way Rish Lakish's Rebbe, even though they argued a lot. I'm sure there's a lot of machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, but never would have. Maybe I would have thought twice about it. I'm not sure. Yeah. The Ritva says, the Ritva, not here, but the Ritva says that in Ksubis, the Ritva says that Rish Lakish says, I would have corrected my stance if you would have told me it was Rabbi Yochanan. I guess Reish Lakish took Rabbi Yochanan much more seriously than Rabbi Elazar. So if you would have told me it was Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought about it and I would have realized that Rabbi Yochanan's right. Why Taka did Rabbi Elazar not tell? What? He wouldn't have.
He still did, even after he spoke to Rabbi.
No, he didn't.
Isn't that what
continue, and he said, and then Rabbi Yochanan said, not like that. Then he's like, oops, it's Rabbi Yochanan saying not like that. Rish Lakish spoke before Rabbi Yochanan. Got it? After Rabbi Yochanan finished speaking, Rish Lakish was done. So Rabbi said, why Taka did Rabbi Elazar not tell him? So the he didn't know what. But he heard it from his Rebbe. So says the Ritva, for one answer is he did not hear it from his Rebbe, which is what Moshe is saying. It was a coincidence that he was mechaven to his Rebbe. Coincidence?
I think not.
It's he was mekabel's Rebbe's derech. Sometimes you could. He was mechaven to his Rebbe. He was mechaven to his Rebbe, but he didn't know it was Rabbi Yochanan. That's one pshat. The other pshat, the Ritva says is the Ritva brings a Gemara, and the Gemara says that Yeshua never said anything in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know why? Because everybody knew if your Yeshua is saying halacha, where did he get it from? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Elazar thought it was obvious. No, of course. Where did I get this from? From Rabbi Yochanan. Because everything he said over from his Rebbe. Those are the two pshatim. But either way, Rabbi Elazar was not intentionally trying not to do it or was not being over transgressing on Omer Dov Hashem Amar. But Etzem, he was trying to. A kaponim. Zak the Gemara. Lema Reish Lakish Damek Reb Yehuda, Reb Yechon Damek Rabbanon. Let us say that Reish Lakish is like Reb Yehuda. Reish Lakish that says Huchsuka Luzu. So maybe he's like Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yechonon is like the Rabbanon. Rabbi said, what's the threshold of Reb Yehuda? How many times does he allow Adam to come in and? Just once. So if Reish Lakish is like Reb Yehuda, how many times did Reish Lakish allow this to happen?
Twice.
So says the Ritva, no. Well, the Gemara means to say Reish Lakish is like Reb Yehuda. What it means is that Reish Lakish would have, in theory, stopped the other set of Edom from coming in also. But he just wasn't there. This story didn't unfold in front of Reish Lakish. He heard about it afterwards. What? Yeah, chazaka doesn't mean necessarily a full-fledged chazaka, right? We were saying it's only a suffix, right? Maybe over here. Yeah. Yeah. The language is a different language. In other words, if you're saying it's a chazaka twice, three times. With this, the Imre Binyamin wants to answer another question. This question is, why did we let the third set of Edom be made? What happened? Edom came in, they messed up. She brings in another set of Edom, they messed up. She brings in a third set of Edom, and did they get messed up? No. No. What does Rish Lakish say? Do we accept the Edom?
No.
So why'd you let them testify? What's the point of having them testify? You're not going to accept them anyway.
We didn't know the third set would come.
What do you mean?
The first set testified.
And they get knocked down. The second set of Edom comes into Bezdin, gets knocked down. The third set of Edom comes into Bezdin, doesn't get knocked down. And then Rish Lakish says, too bad, we're not accepting the Edom. So why'd you let me testify? Says the Imre Ben Yonim, if Rish Lakish wasn't there, so Rish Lakish would have stopped him from testifying. He would have stopped the second set from testifying. Right? But he wasn't there. So therefore, you can't indict this. He says, if you look in the Ramban, Rabbi Nachanan on the Rif, they all aren't goyris this b'chla. Okay, if you're not goyris, it's not a problem. Okay. Zok the Gemara Vayter. Lema. Vishlokish namer kerab Yehuda, Rabbi Yochum namer kerab Banan. Amar lach vishlokish anad, amir yafi lukerab Banan. Ad kan lo kamer Banan hasen deleka kamahader. There's no person who's orchestrating. There's a person orchestrating it. So then everyone's going to agree. Rabbi Yochum damar loch, ano darmi afilu Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Yehuda hasam darmi atu kule alma gabi hani havi kaima. Is everyone by this one set of Edom? Everyone's over here. Aval hacha hani yadi besedusa, vahani lo yadi besedusa. Over here, there's no one person who's being mazim everyone. There's just, these Edom are messed up, these Edom messed up, these Edom know what they're talking about. His Gemara makes much more sense according to Rashi. According to Rashi, this is what's suspicious. The one set of Edom was with them, and with them, and with them, and with them. That sounds fishy. But that they should mess up their Edom. But according to the Ramban, the Chayre, the Gemara is a little bit more difficult. The Ramban the Gleid and the Ramban deals with it. You could take Ayin Shamatim Tzanachas. Rabbi said we're going to start the next mission of Bez Hashem, hopefully.